Good morning and welcome to another edition of Mason County News AM Views, brought to you by the Mason County School District. I'm Travis Skaggs, joined with our co-host, the Youth Service Center Coordinator here at Mason County Schools, Ashley Kirk. And Ashley, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Travis. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, we are here smack dab, nearly the middle of the month here on April the 16th. And what do we have going on today, Ashley?
That's right. Finally glad for some nice weather. We've had this rain and cold come in on us, and finally a nice week, it seems like. So we're here. We have our Royal Market tomorrow at Mason County High School from 10 to 12. So if you're in need of a food box, give us a call at 564-5683 and we'll be passing those out. It's always the first and third Wednesday of each month. Technically, I'm trying to figure it out right here, but I want to think at this point in time, we're down to 26 days of school maybe left. So it's right here up on us, and we've got prom next weekend for our high school students, and we've got graduation scheduled on the 18th. So, and then our last day of school will be that next week. We are out on Tuesday the 21st for Election Day, so of May. But just lots of things happening and a busy weekend coming up here for Mason County High School.
You kind of alluded to it, the musical coming up this weekend. It is Annie and Charlie Hunter, and one of the students is here, and always an exciting weekend. I know your mom always enjoyed it. Before we started this morning, you said you're excited to see it this weekend. I'm going to try to make my way down as well, but a well-known show, and Charlie and his students always do an exceptional job.
They do. They do a great job, and like you said, a very well-known show. I am excited to get down there and hope a lot of people in the community come out and support Charlie and his students this weekend.
Charlie, an exciting show coming up this weekend. Again, you guys work throughout the year. I know probably after Thanksgiving, around that time, Christmas, New Year, you really start to get this machine working and production going.
Oh, yeah, and this is a process that's almost, you know, truly a 10-month process. You know, we've got to sort of think about what students we have coming in, what students we have coming back, and going through and seeing what shows work. And of course, you know, we've been doing shows since 1990, so sometimes I joke with folks there's more shows that I don't want to do than shows that we actually have not done. This falls into that category of a repeat for us, and we have not done that too many times. This will just be the third repeat off the top of my head that we've done since 1990. But we're excited, and this is the right show for this group of kids, and we always feel like, you know, things work out. Beginning of November, after Fiddle Fest, we start doing some musical workshops. We have auditions, and then we announce right before Thanksgiving. So we have a cast list heading into December. We have some cast meetings, pass out librettos, and then when we come back from school in January, we hit the ground running. We're working hard, and these kids put a lot of effort and time and energy into it. We have some adult volunteers that come in and help us and help these students craft just an excellent product that you can come see this weekend.
Yeah, give us the dates, times, and ticket prices for Annie this weekend.
Yes, sir. We have three showings this weekend. Friday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, April 20th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, April 21st at 2:15. All shows will be at the Downtown High School Auditorium, and benefit tickets are $15. We will have open seating for this show, but if you would like to come down and grab some tickets before the night of the show, we'll have the box office open tonight, Tuesday, April 16th from 6 to 7, and again, the box office will be open on Thursday, April 18th from 6 to 7, so you can stop in early, get a ticket, or you can get your ticket at the box office at the night of.
Do you feel the buzz, you know, with Ashley's husband, Brian? I know every game's a big game, but he knows which ones mean a little more. And for me, broadcasting, you know which ones mean a little more. I guess you feel the buzz with the show, community. I mean, they're all outstanding, but just the excitement building for this well-known show.
Right, and it's one of the things that I shared with students the last couple of days, and Ashley just sort of hit the nail on the head, not meaning to, when she was talking before show, that, you know, it's a show that she knows, she enjoys the story, and she wants to come hear it. And so, you know, Annie is really one of these Americana tales that we've had, you know, originally started as a comic and a cartoon, and then eventually morphed into the musical, and then, you know, I think there's at least five or six movies at this point. It seems about every decade there's at least one or two movie versions that come out of Annie. And so it's just a story that's been, you know, set during the Great Depression, has that sort of that emphasis on it, and it's just been a part of the fabric of America for, you know, the last 80, 90 years.
Benefit tickets, you alluded to it, $15. There's also a way to support the scholarship fund and concessions.
Right, yeah. And one of the nice things that we started in the mid-80s was the department started a music scholarship fund. And our seniors that are going to be graduating and heading off onto the next chapter of their life, we like to sort of help them out on that journey. So we do a scholarship fund, and our main fundraiser and one of our few fundraisers we do is our Roses at Musical. So when you come to the musical, you can send a rose to your favorite cast member, favorite production member, pit member. As I joke with the students, they can send a rose to their favorite director, you know, and all
Lindsay
the above.
Spangler.
Thank you, Travis.
Just kidding, Charlie.
There you go. But, you know, it's a wonderful, and the students love receiving the roses. It supports them in their endeavors for higher education.
biggest challenge with this show? Not challenge, but something you've had to put together like a puzzle for this weekend?
That's a tough question. I think you have just a variety of things that you have to do. And so Katie Betts, who's been with us for a while, doing choreography. So we have, you know, we have one number that has one person or two people, and now we have a number that has 50 people in it. And that presents some different issues because you got to figure out spacing and things like that. Set's always a thing that we work on and different things. So I would say that it's hard to pinpoint because you turn the page and you have a different issue, different thing you need to take care of. Kyler will probably talk about it here a little bit, you know, memorizing lines and songs. That's a big thing for folks that, you know, some folks have very little dialogue and some folks got a whole lot of dialogue they have to work through. And for some students, that's a new process and something that they haven't really had to deal with before. Once we start the scene, we're expecting them to know what they're doing.
Then what's it like seeing it come together? I talked with Betsy Cobb about this, but you've done it for a number of years now. Of course, you were in it. I was in it in high school. From that audition phase to coming up this weekend, to see it all come together, mm-hmm. the students' hard work, dedication to, you know, lights this weekend.
Right. It's always nice because, you know, you place people in roles that they fit or you have a vision of what they might be doing in that role. And then it's really amazing when that student comes in and just knocks that role out of the ballpark. You know, we have some great, you know, Kyler Graham, who's with us, who's one of our seniors, is playing the title role of Annie. And she's definitely a person that you're going to come away with and have a wow expression with what she does during the show. Riley Truesdale, who's sort of one of our villains, who's playing the character of Miss Hannigan, which a lot of us can know and have that vision of. You know, Carol Burnett played that role in one of the movies and does an excellent job with it. We have the cabinet in the Oval Office and some of those guys. We have three freshmen in that scene. And I think after you watch that scene, you probably would not be able to see that there's three freshmen in that scene. And there's only five people that are doing it. So three of them are freshmen and it's hard to see that. So it's just really exciting to have all those folks. And Caden Kimball, he's one that, you know, dialogue as Daddy Warbucks is very difficult because he has these little, basically we call them these mini monologues. Every time he talks, it's like a little book that he has to get through. Difficult. Allie Broughton is playing our opposite of him as his assistant, does an excellent job of that as well. So just a lot of great roles for these folks. The orphans are doing an amazing job with their stuff. Hard Knock Life, which is right at the beginning of the show, is just going to be a really fun number for the audience to get a taste of the show.
How many students do you have involved, and do you have lower levels? I know some shows you've got some younger students. Just depends on kind of the itinerary.
Right. This was a show that, to a degree, we could have opened it up to some of our middle school students probably at the end of the day, and we just didn't do that this year. So just our high school students. So we're looking at about 80 to 100 students between the pit production and on stage and doing some backstage things. So we got a lot of students doing a lot of different things. And that's one of the exciting things that when you come to our show, you know, Betsy Cobb, as you mentioned earlier, she's our accompanist. So she's playing in the pit and Dr. Sean Jackson is helping with sound. And those are our only two adults that are doing something that affects the show that are not student run.
Before we talk with the lead role here, Annie, who is Kyler Graham, you know, you kind of alluded to it. Students can pick what they want to do. So maybe, and you've kind of touched on this over the years, whether you're a freshman and maybe you're the lead role or maybe you want to play in the pit with the orchestra or behind the scenes. So, you know, something for everybody. You don't make students. You've got to be the lead role, find your niche, and then, you know, do as much as you want.
Right. And I think you find that with students. You know, Kyler's done some main cast, supporting cast the last couple years with us, and this year is taking that lead role. I had a couple senior students this year that was funny that told me afterwards that they had sort of made a pack as freshmen that they would audition their senior year. So it's always neat. And so, Kyler, tell us about sort of that process and coming into an audition and not knowing and thinking, you know, your thoughts that go through possibly and then eventually getting the role of Annie.
Well, when I thought about auditioning, it was in my back of my head because I'd never auditioned before, ever, for musical. And I always loved Annie growing up. My third birthday party, I was Annie. That's what it was. And so I just went in there. I wasn't really like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get the lead. It was nothing like that. But I was going to try my best regardless. And then when I did find out that I was the lead, it was very shocking. I couldn't say I was expecting it, but I'm glad I got it because I want to do it great and make everybody happy and proud of me.
Yes, I always think that's fun. You know, I always try to, and we have judges that want to see students do different things in that audition process and try to keep it to where, you know, you don't know who's going to do it. And that's why the audition is a great process, because we have some students that, as you would say, maybe in the sports world, have some great film. But when it comes to game time, they're not there. And so that happens sometimes. We have students that I know can do it and can do a great job. And then they come on stage for that audition and our judges don't see it. They don't do it. So that's a good process. And it's such a growing experience for our students to go through and take that. And I know after the fact, I was shown the photos of your birthday party, which was really exciting to sort of come full circle with. Even as a three-year-old, I don't think many three-year-olds would choose to have an Annie birthday party. Yeah. So do you remember what attracted you to the character of Annie and why you enjoyed it so much as a young child?
I would say it was her energy. When I was little, immediately loved that movie. I used to watch it over and over again at my grandma's house, like over and over again. I would walk around. I would pretend to like clean up and sing It's a Hard Knock Life. It was just little stuff like that. And then the birthday party, I just really wanted to be my birthday. It was nothing else I wanted at all but to be Annie for my birthday.
That's awesome. When you come see the musical this weekend on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and you see some of Kyler's dresses and her costumes, her grandmother made those for her, and which is really awesome, especially at the end where we finally get the red dress. We get to see it. So tell us, what do you think, you know, both as, you know, loving as a young girl, what do you think as we've gone through the process of working on the show and we're at show week, what do you think is either your favorite or maybe your two favorite songs from the show?
I would definitely say Tomorrow, just because it's like the most iconic song and it's probably my favorite. I like that I get to sing it and just be like big and smile the whole time. And then maybe I'll just have to go with the opening song. It's very like slow and I think it's a great opening for it. And it was also my second favorite. So I just have to go with those.
Yeah. And those come early in the show. And I think with audience perspective from character, you know, there's going to have some moments where you're definitely, your heartstrings are going to get pulled with the whole storyline, and we won't spoil anything, so, but you know, hopefully you know what's going on with Miss Hannigan and Rooster and Lily, and later on, and they're trying to make it on Easy Street the wrong ways for sure. Tell us about choreography and, you know, working with Allie and Caden and Katie on some of your scenes and what we call the trio. What's that been like doing the choreography this year with her and working with the trio?
It has been very good, I would say. I think that she does a great job at making the dances. I've actually gotten to become closer with like Katie and Allie just through all of this. I think the dances are very good. They're very like big. You can see what we're doing. We're not just standing there. So yeah, I think she did a great job with that and I enjoy it a lot.
Yes, and we're doing some really nice stuff, and I've had a couple of our volunteers come in, you know, say that, you know, especially of all the years that the chorus, this is probably one of the best years for the chorus being involved in doing what they're supposed to do to the nth degree, which can be difficult at times, as many folks know. Who is probably your favorite character to interact with? So as Annie goes through the show and she interacts with, you know, the orphans and Hannigan and the folks in Hooverville, and then later, you know, Warbucks and all the folks that come with the house, who do you think probably your favorite character is to interact with throughout the show?
I'm going to have to go with Miss Hannigan, just because she's so like extra and that it's so fun to like do lines with her. And she also helps you be better at your own part because she's very good. So I enjoy working with her because she's funny and she just makes me laugh every time I have to do a scene with her.
Yes. Yeah. So Bradley Truesdale, one of our sophomores playing the role of Hannigan, does an excellent job. And she works with Rooster, Jake Hampton, and Lily, who is Bailey Boone with Easy Street. That's just a highlight song that many folks know. What do you think for you, from your perspective, what's been the most challenging thing for you for the show?
Dialogue. It was definitely a new thing for me. So like I would go home and read my libretto every single day. And I would like mess up sometimes and I get frustrated, but I just have to tell myself that I know I can do it. But that has been the hardest part for me, was remembering all the lines and all that stuff that I have to do.
Yes, it's very challenging. And there's probably always, when we get to these principal roles, and like last year with Joseph and the year before with Barnum, you have these title roles that the show's named after it. Well, guess what? You're going to see that person on stage almost the entire show. There's very few times that you get to go backstage and just breathe for 2 minutes. A couple of the, what we call the evil trio with Hannigan and them, you get a little bit of a break, but not much of a break for Annie, of course, in the show Annie. And one of the exciting things is we will have a special appearance during the show, during Tomorrow, of a special character. I'll leave it at that. But if you know the show, you know the movie, you know there is a special appearance by a character that particular policeman's trying to get rid of. So there is a fun appearance of that. But we just thank you for that. You're doing a lot of great work, Kyler, and we're excited for this weekend. So we just want to remind folks that we'll have Mason County Choir and Orchestra spring musical Annie, sponsored by the Bank of Maysville, who's been with us since 1990, sponsoring each and every musical. We're grateful for their support. This Friday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, April 20th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, April 21st at 2:15. All of those performances will be at the Downtown High School Auditorium. Box office will be open this evening from 6 to 7, again on Thursday, April 18th from 6 to 7. Again, it will be open 1 hour prior to all performances, and we will have open seating, and our benefit tickets are $15.
Kind of neat, Charlie, to hear Kyler talk about wasn't really a major role the last 3 years, and then boom, lead role. So I know stories like that are why you continue to do musicals and why you teach and see students, because some years you know what students are going to be, freshman to senior lead roles, but pretty awesome, a student that maybe wanted to be behind the scenes and goes out and auditions, and she's the main role this year.
Yes, and that's the exciting part, because I always try to be someone that presents opportunities, and sometimes we have students that take advantage of those, and sometimes we don't, and that's fine, but we want to continue to encourage and present those opportunities for these students and just, you know, say, take a chance, you know. If you don't try, the answer is no. If you do try, the answer could be yes. And so just take that chance on yourself and take that chance to have a big experience. And I think that's something that I've noticed. You know, this is Miss Spangler and I's 13th year doing this, only our 12th musical because of COVID. But I think as time has progressed, we have less kids that want to, they're very self-conscious. And I think that's coming from, you know, the social media of the world, that we do something and instantly everybody knows about it and everybody's critiquing and commenting, whether it's...
No, that's not social media, is it?
Yeah. And so, you know, getting kids over that hurdle of just you can do it and have just a tiny bit of self-confidence in yourself has been the challenge over the last few years. And when we have students that rise to the occasion, it's great.
And then I believe Kyler's a cheerleader as well. So you've got a lot of kids. And again, you say it every time. I know Kimball, he's on a swim team. A lot of these kids, you're going to see them out in the community, whether working or sports teams or, you know, doing other things.
Yeah. You know, we have, I think this year, the only sport I don't have represented in orchestra choir is boys soccer, to my knowledge. So we have every bar.
You were a soccer star yourself.
Yeah, I know. So we have every varsity sport represented. We have your Envirophon team, your FCCLA.
Which you'll hear next week, a shameless plug here on News and Views.
Right, and you know, and Mara Hartman, who's the state president of FCCLA, she's one of our servants in Warbucks' mansion and does some stuff with singing and dancing with Kyler on some of those scenes. So we have students that do everything and everything, and that's just a great testament to our school district and our high school supporting those students to do multiple different things.
You got some concert dates, Charlie. We're going to run down those because you guys don't stop trucking. You keep on going, and a lot of concerts coming up.
Right. In some years, I get a week off. This is not one of those years. So we finished musical this weekend, and then I have 3 concerts in 3 weeks. And we want to invite you to come out and see our spring concerts. They are sponsored for the second year in a row by State Farm Insurance agent Brian Payne. And we thank him for his help and support for our spring concerts. Thursday, April 25th is probably some people's favorite concert of the year. It's our All-County Elementary Orchestra concert. This has our students from 2nd through 5th grade. So we have our students that are brand new for the program and our students that are ready to move on to middle school. But that'll be Thursday, April 25th at 7 p.m. at the MCIS gym, and we invite you to come out and support those Straub Intermediate School Orchestra students. The following week is our high school concert choir and orchestra spring concert on Tuesday, April 30th at 8 p.m. at the auditorium. We're going to be recognizing our Felice Felice scholarship recipients during that time. And then our last concert is our MCO spring concert, mainly featuring our middle school orchestra students on Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the downtown high school auditorium. All those spring concerts are free and open to the public.
And again, the musical dates, Charlie, coming up this weekend.
Yes, sir. Friday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, April 20th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, April 21st at 2:15.
Well, Charlie, best of luck with the show.
Thank you so much, Travis.
Again, actually, the musical coming up this weekend, Annie, if you're out, $15 tickets are, and go out, support Charlie and his students. They've put a lot of time, effort in, and you're going to see just what you see in Cincinnati, Lexington, on the big stage. These kids do an outstanding job.
They do. They do a great job. We hope a lot of people come out and support the students. And like you said, it's pretty much a student-led production, you know, across the board. So come out and support the students this weekend.
What have you got before we wrap up?
Just a reminder that Wednesday of this week is our Royal Market. So we'll be passing out food boxes at the high school from 10 to 12. You can call us at 564-5683 to reserve a food box. And then we've got, of course, musical this weekend. Next weekend's prom. That'll lead us into May, where the students will be out on the 21st for Election Day. And the last day of school is scheduled on Friday, May 24th with a 1 o'clock dismissal.
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of Mesa County News and Views, brought to you by the Mesa County School District. For Ashley Curtin, Travis Skaggs saying, have a great Tuesday.